and we're getting a good response. Take care.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 13th, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and whatever weirdness is going to be happening next. And it does seem like the degree of chaos and confusion seems to be generally on the rise from all these different agendas that are at war with each other. We're going to start here with Hillary's sour grapes tour. It's not going as well as she dreamt it would, although it's going as well as most people expected it would. Every place that she's out there doing the book signings, she's being confronted by people who are asking about things like what happened to Seth Rich, what happened at Benghazi, what happened to Vince Foster. And, of course, Hillary's surrounded by security that if you ask an improper question, they'll just pitch you out of the room, and none too gently either. People are asking about the 33,000 emails. And I'm sure people are caught up in the fan worship, as it were. But the reality is the book is already discounted 40%. On its release, so it's not expected to sell very well at all. Now, looking at some of the things she says in the book, a lot of people are just scratching their head and saying, what's going on here? Because apparently Hillary Clinton seems to think that George Orwell's 1984 was a book about the need to trust authority. And that really strikes a lot of people as delusional. It goes without saying that the entire premise of 1984 is centered on how an authoritarian state uses terror, manipulation of information, and the destruction of logic and reason to enforce total obedience and trust in leaders and experts. And another irony is that Hillary's entire campaign was based around her attempt to define reality by means of her crony relationship with the corporate media. With many journalists having been exposed by the Podesta email dump, as being fully on board with the Clinton campaign and willing to write anything that she wanted. I mean, parallels can also be drawn between Orwell's Ministry of Truth, which destroyed information to bury history, and Hillary's own deletion of 33,000 of her emails. So that's definitely out there. And again, this is a continuation of the Hillary we've seen ever since Donald Trump won the White House. Blame everybody except her own failings. And apparently Hillary Clinton is slamming women who didn't vote for her and says she cannot grant absolution. I mean, there is an arrogant, ego-laden statement, you know, that Hillary's in a position to grant absolution, that these women who didn't vote for her are sinners. It's that arrogance that really did work against Hillary Clinton. In another part of the book, she blames white people. Oh, it was those white people that were to blame for the election loss. Gosh darn those here. And then she goes off and she blames Bernie Sanders again. Right now, 61% of Americans polled are saying it is time for Hillary Clinton to retire gracefully and fade from the limelight. But she's apparently hooked on the fame, and she's out there. And the corporate media, they're still playing along with her. They're showing her at her book signings and all this other stuff and giving her all this attention. Another aspect that came out of the book, and by the way, apparently I've heard the book has been leaked online. I don't know where, but apparently somebody's already put it on up there so you can read it without spending the money. But apparently Hillary Clinton was so frustrated about the scandal of her private email server. She said she wanted to make voodoo dolls of various reporters and lawmakers and stick them full of pins. That's just a little bit out there, to be very, very honest. Now, Amazon is out there trying to protect their investment, and apparently it's already been noticed they're deleting negative reviews on the book. And apparently it was greeted with a torrent of criticism on the day it was released, and Amazon's just in there deleting all the negatives, leaving the positives. I don't think anybody's going to buy it. I'm certainly not going to buy it. I could care less about Hillary's more whining and shifting the blame and finding scapegoats. I'm really sick and tired of her. Now, there are some other things starting to happen surrounding Hillary, her time at the State Department, the email server. Apparently, the Department of Justice is seriously looking at charges against former director of the FBI, James Comey, because apparently in his handling of the email investigation, he breached protocol. He actually violated several federal rules and regulations and even broke the law on a couple of occasions. And so they're looking at that. Meanwhile, Representative Franks is predicting that the Awan brothers are and wife are going to get an immunity deal because they have got the goods on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And a lot of people are very concerned that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to get really, really depressed and commit suicide by shooting herself in the back of the head three or four times. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates just rejoining our network here. Now, obviously, Monday was the anniversary, 16th anniversary of 9/11. We're still seeing a lot of repercussions coming on out of it. Story out of Pravda Report is saying 16 years later, no memory, no truth, no justice. Basically, the global media understands the official story is nonsense, that it is full of holes, it is full of contradictions, it is full, there are several cases where information is just ignored. I mean, the original 9/11 Commission report did not even mention building number 7, because they didn't have an explanation for how it could come down, so they just didn't include it. All righty, let's take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I think you made a mistake. I don't think it got leaked online. I think somebody took a leak on the book.
Well, I'm sure that's probably going to happen as well. I mean, you know, but a lot of people are making jokes about it. It should have been titled What Really Happened. Plug, 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 plug. But, yeah, it's time for Hillary to just, you know, go away.
I'm going to buy the book when it's 90% off because I can use more kitty litter when I shred it.
Okay.
But, you know, Mike, what a joke she is, though. Like, you know, this what's her coming out and saying all this stuff? It proves one thing. I doubt she's going to run again because all this is great to use against her when she runs again. You know, let's go to page 300 and whatever, and you hate white people. You hate this. You hate that. Everybody's to blame, and she's a sociopath. No, she's not the only one, but, you know, she's a sociopath, but most of Washington is, and that's a scary thing with these people. You know,
I agree with you. It's very scary. But again, when Hillary was running last year, there was a huge amount of material that could have been damaging to her. But again, as the Podesta email dump revealed, corporate media was fully on board the Hillary Clinton campaign. They were never going to report anything negative about her. They were constantly on the attack against Donald Trump. Now they have the temerity to come on out and say, well, you know, the media was biased against Hillary Clinton and helping Donald Trump. That's absolutely the reverse of what was going on. And that's why people had to come to the independent media to find out this stuff about Cattlegate and Travelgate and all these other little scandals that the Clintons have been part and parcel to throughout the years. And it's, you know, it's just amazing how hard the corporate media were working for Hillary Clinton to get elected. And some of them even admitted it right on the air. Yeah, we're out here. We're going to make sure that Hillary gets in there.
Especially down in Brazil. Hey, Mike, remember Matt Lauer? There's a rumor. Well, there was like a story like after Matt Lauer, after she got off that particular set, she was yelling at Donna Brazil and like cursing, and she's gonna get even with that Matt Lauer, you know. And you can see where she's still angry at Matt Lauer. You know,
she's crazy. She's still angry at everybody. I mean, you know, it's talk of voodoo dolls, and we know that on election night she physically assaulted John Podesta. The other staffers literally had to pull her off of him. You know, she has a violent streak. I mean, all during the Clintons' rise to power, the governor's mansion, the White House, were all these stories about, you know, Bill Clinton showing up with a black eye in the morning and Hillary just hurling ashtrays all over the place. She's got her temper.
Remember sorry, Mike. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, Mike, remember when Hillary Clinton didn't have a concession speech because she definitely knew she was going to win, but yet, did you hear that other story where she bought the house next to the White House to put all her staff in? And so she, the game was rigged, and she still lost because something happened. You know, the American people, you know, figured it out. And but that's how rigged it was, you know, against Bernie Sanders and the whole apparatchik. You know, she thought she had it in the bag, you know.
She did.
And she obviously didn't.
Yeah, and she thought she could. I mean, that's why she was never spending a lot of time out there on rallies. You know, with the limitations on her health and everything, she knew she was going to steal it. And so she didn't have to go on out and actually work at courting the people. And that's why she had these little political rallies where there's maybe, you know, 100, 200 people. And Donald Trump is out there filling up these sports venues. The reality is Donald Trump won that election by a huge, overwhelming margin that was able to overcome all the massive election fraud that Hillary was using to steal the election. The millions of illegal immigrant voters, now we're finding out that Democrats from Massachusetts drove up into New Hampshire, which allows you to register to vote the same day, claimed they had just moved to the state, registered, voted for Hillary, then skedaddled back to Massachusetts and never got a new New Hampshire driver's license. And it's good that the President's Commission on Election Integrity is starting to look at this stuff. Because apparently they're finding it very shocking. I guess people in Washington, D.C. are kind of isolated from a lot of what goes on here on the independent media, or even for that matter, HBO documentaries, because HBO had that documentary, Hacking Democracy. But apparently what I'm hearing is that the Commission on Election Integrity were completely taken by surprise by a report that these electronic machines are very easy to hack into, change the election result, and leave no trace that it's been done. Apparently, this was news to a lot of them.
Hey, Mike, real quick on Syria, I want to switch topics. There's a report out that the Pentagon is scrubbing information on how they're still arming these moderate head chopper terrorist groups in Syria. And so you got the Pentagon and the CIA that's playing a double whammy with this crap. You know, and like this is how not the Pentagon itself, but elements in the Pentagon. You know, like that's the thing. It's like you can't blame America when it's the U.S. government creating these policies, but you can blame a percentage of the population for being stupid, not to know anything. You know, but you know, the same with the Pentagon or the CIA. There's good elements in there, but unfortunately, the bad elements are in control.
Yeah, the bad elements get promoted. What can I tell you? We've got that report. We're going to be mentioning it. Apparently, it is a massive operation, and the Pentagon was trying to erase all of the records where they were taking these Soviet-era weapons and dumping them onto the anti-Assad forces in Syria. Same game that they played in Charlie Wilson's war. Went on out, got some Soviet-made weapons, and used them to arm the Mujahideen to try and conceal the fact that this was actually a U.S. covert action. Well, the lid's already been blown off of this thing. And everybody already knows the U.S. has been supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda. They were doing it certainly back when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
It's a different era, too. It's an era of missile tech and drone wars, and that's why it failed and the Russians kicked the crap out of the terrorist proxies, because it's a different time now. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Well, one of the reasons that the Syrian forces and the Russian forces managed to push back on the U.S.-backed terrorists is those U.S.-backed terrorists, they're all mercenaries. They're there for a paycheck. They're not committed to victory at all costs. And so as soon as the battle turns against them, they're going to boogie on out there because they want to be alive to spend that paycheck. We're going to take a phone call from Tom in Indiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm calling you from Indiana. And
yes.
I saw the urban rescuers that rescued the tennis shoes from the stores. And I think this would be great for a Nike commercial where they show these rescuers going in the stores, rescuing these Nike shoes and running out and showing that they're not caught. But yet in the next scene, it shows the lockup where they pan the bottom of the feet as the people are sitting there and showing everybody that these are not Nike shoes. So if you have Nike shoes, you can get away.
Well, I see where you're going with that. It may be it's going to require some careful editing and some additional scenes there. But it's all well and good to make fun of the looters, but it is a serious problem. And apparently it's very widespread, and the police are just having a really hard time dealing with it down there in the disaster zone. They're now saying it could be as much as a month before all services are restored to the Upper Keys. And they're talking like the main stuff, like electricity. They're not going to have that for weeks. And this is why this storm season has become an object lesson on how important it is to be a prepper, to be prepared to live off-grid when something bad happens, whether it's a hurricane, tsunami, nuclear war, whatever.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about something a little bit more serious, though. That was on a humorous note.
Yes.
On 9/11, I sat there because just before that, I got in a motorcycle wreck, and I was recuperating on the couch as I was watching 9/11 live. And as you know, I was a Vietnam veteran, and I was wondering why they didn't have a couple of Chinooks with grappling hooks that were flying over there to possibly rescue some of these people and ferry them over to the other buildings. And I was going to call in to New York to tell them to do this, but, you know, who am I to say, don't they have smarter people than me that know all about this thing that they could have rescued these people?
Well, looking at how rapidly the smoke was blowing away from the buildings, the first thing that would occur to me is there was probably quite a bit of wind up on the tops of those towers, maybe more than would allow a safe landing or retrieval from some of those people.
Okay. Did you see the TV helicopters flying around getting the best shots for the Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah, but they weren't trying to land on the towers. It's one thing to fly around when you got a lot of room around you. It's another thing when you're actually trying to land on a building, you know, with a major, major crosswind, especially in a helicopter. They're very, very tricky.
I'm not talking about landing. I'm talking about putting down a grappling hook on a line. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, so you're talking about, like, rescuing one person at a time per flight?
No, you could ferry them over to other buildings, to other rooftops.
One person on a grappling hook at a time.
Well, whoever could climb on there, I'm sure those people that jumped out of the building would have liked to have been three on one of those grappling lines.
Well, you know, there are grappling hook, unfortunately, has a negative connotation because it is pointy and sharp. But there are these jungle penetrator rescue units that were developed during Vietnam, and they can seat three people. And yeah, maybe if stuff had been in position, they could have done it.
Well,
but again, I think the issue is, you know, with the wind up there, that device would be swinging back and forth and might actually kill the people you're trying to save.
Well, you know, you can see what the result was when you didn't do that, and it could have been a cargo net. I just said grappling hook, but it could fit anything that they could grab onto, that a Chinook or something like that could have, you know, flown up there and done that.
Well, again, it looked to me, judging by the smoke coming from the building, that there was some serious wind up there at that altitude, and that's going to make it very, very tricky to accurately position that helicopter. Yes, those media helicopters were up there, but they don't have to be in a specific place to carry out a duty. They're just flying around in the empty space taking video. That's a far easier thing to do than trying to get some kind of a cargo net or something onto the top of the building without accidentally bringing your aircraft down or sweeping the people off the top. Anyway, Tom, we got to let you go. Take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with another caller.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as it turns out, a roof rescue for the World Trade Towers in 2001 would not have been possible because access to the roof was locked. Now, remember when the World Trade Center was bombed in 1993, there was a rooftop rescue where a helicopter landed and took 28 people to safety, but it was denounced as a publicity stunt. And between that and Philip Petit, who was the tightrope walker who walked between the two towers, the Port Authority decided the towers' roofs were going to be kept locked to prevent people from committing suicide or launching more stunts from the top. People were afraid of base jumpers. So the reality is nobody could have gotten to the roof on 9/11, and that is pretty much the end of that. Okay, James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to talk about, you're right. This last storm season is perfect to show how much prepping you need to have prepping, because I'm from the coastal Bend area, and they still don't have, like you heard, there's so much disaster here. There's nobody's really got any help. And here's the ironic thing, the funny thing: the people who stay in those houses on the coastal Bend, they get to stay on their property, but the ones who went to the shelters, they can go back to their property, but they can't stay there. And isn't that kind of ironic how you still have to pay the taxes and you can't go back there? And it just shows that I don't even think they're too worried about a crash because they have the gold and everything. And what they're going to do is what they did in Zimbabwe when they were crashing, just give more money to the police and to the army. And then they're going to cut all the social benefits and privatize it like that. Because if you look at the stolen gold that they have from Ukraine, Libya, I mean, Libya alone is 143 tons. Iraq is another 89. Venezuela, that's 167 that we took from them.
Yeah, but Venezuela's gotten some of their gold back, as has Germany and more of these countries. I think there are 8 countries now that are making a big stink. You know, why can we not have our gold bullion back? And everyone's getting sick and tired of the excuses coming out of the New York Fed, J.P. Morgan, the Bank of France, and the Bank of England. Everyone's wondering, where has the gold really gone? And, you know, is there really still the American people's gold inside Fort Knox, or has somebody actually pulled off a gold finger and robbed Fort Knox?
Do you think, I have a question for you. Do you think they expect us to, like, lose it? Because you don't think they'll be able to handle the looters if something like that will happen. And then, like, if people are starving, do you think they expect us to, like, throw guns blazing? And that's why you see the militarizing of the police. Because, I mean, people, if they are hungry and they got weapons, but hopefully, I hope it doesn't come to that, but. Do you think that's what they're planning for? That's how you see all these preparations and all.
Yeah, definitely the militarization of the police. The U.S. government is obviously preparing for a massive civil uprising in this country. And I think if you look at what's going on over at St. Martin in the Caribbean, they have literally run out of food. And everybody is in a panic. If they don't get some food in there, they're going to be eating each other inside of a week. And we could see the same thing happening here in the United States during an economic collapse.
Yeah, Houston, from what I read, the number of homeless people at the top of the storm was about close to 500,000. So, you know, and then, yeah, have you heard any latest news on the conditions and yourself? I know I haven't. Have anybody, like, because I heard they're still reflooding neighborhoods and stuff like that.
Yeah, I imagine these people could very well have drowned, and unless their bodies are caught on something, they could very well wash out to sea with the floodwaters and never be heard from again. It's not like anybody's really tracking the homeless people. They can die and vanish, and nobody will really notice except the people, you know, who are used to seeing them around all the time. Gee, I wonder where Joe went.
All right, we got to take it. The guns that were flooded in the homes are no good, right?
The guns? Depends on whether they're stainless steel and what kind of ammunition they had. James, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take another phone call from Carrie in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Shooting, school shooting out in Washington State. One deceased and three in the hospital.
Yes. Terrible tragedy in Spokane High School. First question that comes to mind is, was the shooter on prescription psychiatric medication? And then there's the other idea of young people growing up today, what kind of an example are they getting from our government? Because for kids who are just entering high school right now, for as long as they've been alive, the government example has been, if somebody doesn't do what you want, you shoot them, you drone strike them, you bomb them. And kids are growing up watching this as a model, and after a while, they're going to start emulating that.
Yeah, it's not a good situation, that's for sure. But it happened sometime between 10 and noon today, and I'm watching. They got an interview right now on one of the satellites, 103 West, and they're more or less updating everybody.
Yeah, well, I know they put all the schools in the area on lockdown, even though the situation is over. But it is a tragedy. And again, we have to ask, are prescription psychiatric medications a factor? Along with, and the two are not mutually exclusive, again, look at the real-world example set by our government, even by our police now. If somebody doesn't do what you want, you shoot them, you tase them, you pepper spray them. Mm-hmm. And the kids are going to pick up on that. And I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing so much violence in our societies. We have a violent government.
Yeah, I don't know who the shooter is yet. They didn't really come out with anything. That might come out later on in the news, but everything is still kind of hush-hush.
Well, I think really... Washington State has laws protecting juvenile defendants. We don't know how old the perpetrator was.
No.
So he may be shielded for the time being, or they may come out with it a little bit later. Anyway, Carrie, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the update on the school shooting here. Apparently, they're saying they're now just now getting into Florida to assess the damage. And President Trump is visiting Naples, Florida tomorrow to look at the damage. But they're saying like 90% of the homes suffered damage. Places look like a bomb went off. We're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just want to go over with you the certain things that happened over the past month that made me think that maybe perhaps this fall, maybe when we're going to get a reset. If you look at Steve Mnuchin, when he went to Fort Knox, he said everything's okay.
Yeah.
Why would he go into there all of a sudden, you know, no one has been there for 70 years, and all of a sudden he's just reassuring people that, oh, yeah, everything's okay with the gold.
Yeah, and he didn't actually go in and count any of it. He just walked into the building and, you know, walked back out and said, no, everything's just fine here, which... It's hardly credible here, but there are other indicators we need to look at. We reported on yesterday how we're starting to hear from the IMF and from the United Nations that as of January next year, they want a global reserve currency that is not linked to the United States. Everyone is getting very nervous about being forced to rely on the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency because it is so unstable and untrustworthy. And, of course, the instant that happens, you know, it is definitely game over. Now, right now, the United States has been launching wars against everybody who moves away from the dollar. Saddam Hussein in 2002, Gaddafi, same thing. But if the whole world drops the dollar all at the same time, there's nothing the United States can do about it.
Yeah, and you look at other things, too. Trump, you know, suddenly has decided to arm the police with military gear. You got Steve Fisher, the chairman of the Fed. He says he's going to leave in October. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. It's very suspicious. You know,
yeah, I don't think they can't hold it together much longer. They're running out of duct tape and bailing wire. Somebody actually wrote in to tell me that apparently there's a military study that shows starving people will kill to eat after 10 days of having no food and will start eating other people at 15 days. And I have to wonder how the military knows this to be true. Boggles the imagination here. But yeah, when there's an economic crash in this country, if they don't have an enemy to blame it on, the American people are going to say this is all the fault of the Wall Street crooks and a federal government that just looked the other way and let it happen. And there's definitely going to be a run on tar and feathers and rails.
Mike, when did you hear that report from the military?
Somebody just sent it to me in the email.
Isn't that kind of suspicious, too? I mean, here they're coming out with a report, you know, all of a sudden.
Well, like I said, I'm rather, you know, wondering how they came up with these numbers here. But,
yeah,
you know,
I
we
mean,
do know that hungry
suspicious
people will turn on each other. That, you know, that's what happened down on Rapa Nui. when they killed off all the trees to use as rollers to build a Moai and the food supply collapsed, they turned on each other. Anyway, Steve, we're going to let you...
Oh, can you hold me over for 1 second?
Well, we still got a little bit of time. I thought you were done. What do you want to add?
You're a Star Trek fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You were talking about Israel yesterday, how Israel kind of sits back and watch, you know, the U.S. and its enemies fight against each other. Well, there's a Star Trek episode I remember that it had an entity that kind of hovered above.
Day of the Dove.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And they just watched the enemies fight against each other. And the only way to combat it is, did you see that?
Yeah. Like I said, BBC is rerunning the original series. And they've telecined it for high def. So we're seeing it certainly a lot clearer than we did on the old NTSC TV sets of the 1960s. Plus, they've gone to the trouble for the sequences with the spaceships. Many of them have been redone with computer animation. And so they're looking a lot better. It's a little more up to date. But in the end, what made the original Star Trek series so impactful were the scripts where Roddenberry put everybody out in space, so it was sort of safe to talk about certain topics, and the scripts addressed the social ills of the time, and young people just plugged into that. And of course, ultimately, there was a problem with Star Trek so engaging its audience, they weren't paying attention to the commercials, and it was for that reason that NBC literally killed the show in its third year. By moving it to Friday night, which is when all the young people who were the Trekkies would be out at football games and parties and so forth and so on. But even so, I mean, it's done amazingly well in syndication. We just had the Hawaii version of Comic-Con out here, and apparently Shatner and everybody from the original series who's still with us were down there as well, and, you know, just having a fine old time here.
Didn't they want to kill that the first season?
NBC wanted to cancel Star Trek the first season because it was getting very high Nielsen's but very low Burke scores. And the Burke scores are the important ones to the advertisers because it's how well people remember the commercials. And so the advertisers were having a trouble. And there was this letter writing campaign that was launched, and it literally just flooded NBC executive offices. And finally, they made an on-air announcement. Yes, we're bringing the show back next year. So Star Trek was a huge success. It was a bigger success in syndication. And the modern offshoots today, though, very rarely are they as daring at challenging social norms as the original series. And their production values are a lot better, and it's very cool. But mostly these days, it's technical jargon and variations on the theme of us against some alien. It really has not been the same thing since Roddenberry's passing. Anyway, we're going to let you go here. And thank you very much for the phone call. And, I'm a Star Trek fan. I wouldn't consider myself a Trekkie. I'm not a fanatic about it. I don't dress up and do the ears or anything like that. But, I did work on the first of the Star Trek feature films, and that was a big thrill for me as well here. Okay, getting on back to the news. Hillary Clinton is still out there trying to sell the idea that Trump is working with Russia, even though we all know Hillary Clinton has much stronger ties to Russia. There's the Uranium One deal. There's all the money from Russia that came into the Clinton Foundation. And it's interesting because she was out there being interviewed on TV, and she came on out and said that James Comey should not have been fired over the Russia investigation, which nobody has actually proven. That's what happened. That's what Mueller is trying to find, but he can't find any evidence of it. Then Hillary goes on and said, but James Comey should have been fired over the way he handled that email investigation. So she's out there playing victim. At the same time, she's still trying to maintain this idea that Trump and Russia are swapping wet, sloppy kisses with each other, which is just complete and utter nonsense. There's nothing there. Huge amounts of evidence of wrongdoing by the Clintons, the Bushes, the CIA, the Department of Justice, James Comey, Loretta Lynch. And Robert Mueller's just out there saying, I don't see anything except what I want to see. And what I want to see is anything that allows us to impeach Donald Trump. Now, here in Hawaii, some educator got it into their head to have a 9/11 drill, which consisted basically of this school official wearing a mask, swinging a hammer, screaming and threatening to kill them all. And the school officials are claiming that this drill was done for the safety of those children. But, of course, the children were traumatized. They were just absolutely traumatized. And so Michelle and Eddie Chavez, parents of one of the children, have filed a federal lawsuit. And that's the idea. So these drills are not about safety drills. It's like you hear about these lockdown, shelter-in-place, active shooter drills. They don't announce there's a drill ahead of time. They'll just run through the school firing off guns and terrifying and traumatizing everybody. It's a form of brainwashing. Now, when we were kids and we had the fire drills at the school, they would announce ahead of time, we're going to have a fire drill. And when the bell rings, you will do this. And we'd sit there waiting, and the bell would ring, and we'd all do what we were supposed to do. That's how you have a drill. You don't just have a surprise terror attack on a bunch of kids who've got no way of knowing it isn't real, to traumatize them, to get them to just condition them to be shocked at the sight of a gun or black Nomex. Anyway, getting on back to St. Martin, the food and water have vanished from every single grocery store in St. Martin, and they're just scavenging whatever they can find, water, crackers, fruit, any food that's out there growing. And apparently there are groups of people who are armed are now stealing anything of value that was left, like electronics, appliances, even vehicles are being stolen. The social fabric has definitely broken down, and that does happen when you have a major disruptive event like a hurricane or an economic collapse. Now, over in Texas, where Hurricane Harvey piled on through and the storm surge overwhelmed toxic waste sites and the water treatment plants, and now the cities basically have raw sewage in the streets as the systems overflow. Gee, wouldn't it be nice if the government spent as much on our country as they spend on blowing up other people's countries? Because it's a whole different scale of spending. I mean, when you look at literally trillions of dollars being spent to blow up other countries, and how much that just $1 trillion would improve our infrastructure. Remember, 20 years ago, engineers in Houston were saying, we're going to get flooded if we don't start building up this stuff. No, we can't afford to build up this stuff. We have to go bomb Libya. It's not one thing, it's another. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Joey in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I got a computer question. It's very simple. The last 6 months, when I view your program on my laptop, I don't know what the verbiage is in iTech stuff, IT stuff, but I'm going to use the word dropping. You drop for about a second or two, and it's very difficult to understand the program. And the only way I can benefit is I wait till 7 o'clock when you're done, and I go on the podcast, and it's perfectly clear. You have an explanation for that.
Yeah, for the podcast is streaming from RBN servers. The video is coming from a company called Bam User, and I pay them for the video service. But apparently, my show is so popular, there are a lot of people who are trying to watch it at the same time. Now, what I can try and do is lower the resolution and the frame rate on the video and try and keep the priority on the sound. But the other problem may be that a lot of internet service providers are starting to sort of renege on the promised bandwidth. And we know that some, like Spectrum, has been sued, for failing to deliver the bandwidth they claim they're delivering. So it may be that you might want to go to one of those websites that test your internet connection and see how much bandwidth you actually have, if you're getting everything that you're paying for. But what I'll do is I'll try and fine-tune the BAM user application at this end. I'll lower the video resolution and frame rate, and that will throw the priority back over to sound, okay?
Okay. One other thing, it only happens on your podcast, though. If I go on any other site, I have no problem whatsoever.
Well, we have a lot of people trying to attack. We have people trying to interrupt this. Joey, got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our shows. We're coming up to the top of the hour, and we're going to take a phone call from Mo in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I
just catching up on your shows. I'm down here in East Florida, and we didn't get a lot of damage, but we had some power outages. But anyways, that said, I want to just say something. I know your position on the McCain, USS McCain, and the whole thing. But, you know, I heard of, do you know who Bill Holter is?
Yes.
Yeah, he was on, I forget what show the other day, and, you know, he mentioned a very interesting thing, and I remember, you know, you always say, look for what should be there but isn't. And he mentioned on both those ships, USS McCain, I can't remember the other one, but there were no scrape marks on those hulls. Those ships were, there's absolutely no way, and I think he made sense, because those things had to be dead in the water. And my point is, I think that with the Donald Cook, you remember they froze him? I think these people, I think the Chinese, I think the Russians, I think they got us on the cyber warfare. And I just think there had to be scrapes on them hulls, or those things were not underway, Mike.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're underway or not. If you impact another ship, there's going to be signs of the damage. And there were photos showing where the damage occurred on both those ships. Now, the Navy is basically taking the position this was not a cyber attack, and it wasn't a deliberate attack by China or Russia or anything. There is a training problem with the crews in the Pacific Fleet where they're inexperienced. And they just didn't understand the rules of right away. They apparently were sailing in front of these cargo ships, assuming that the cargo ships would slow down for the mighty United States Navy fleets, a global force for good. And that didn't happen because, again, according to the recognized order of right of way, those supertankers and cargo ships, come first because they can't turn quickly. They can't slow down very quickly. And the other ships have to give way.
I totally agree with that, but there would have to be scrape marks. It's impossible when you look at what happened. There have to be scrape marks. These ships, I believe, Michael, were dead in the water. And you know, I disagree.
I mean, if you look at the damage to the other ships, obviously those ships were hit amidships, especially the second one. Was hit amidships, and I disagree. Occam's razor, it was just a stupid Navy crew. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and get back to the news. And there we are. Now then, Florida police are being kept busy by looters, burglars, and scammers taking advantage of Irma. In fact, there was even a little blurb just on Fox News here. Where they're trying to bring in more police force. Apparently, it is shameful when you have a situation like this to just go on out and start looting like crazy. And it may well be that a lot of those people don't even live there. It's looting tourism. We saw that during the Rodney King riots. People from the San Fernando Valley were driving down to South Central to get on board all of that stuff. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.